The 87th running of the Indianapolis 500 this weekend features a potential first for the sport. Brazilian Elio Castroneves could become the only driver to win at Indy three consecutive times. From member station WDET, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
Only five drivers have ever won the Indy 500 twice in a row. One, Bill Vukovich, was killed at Indy in 1955, attempting to win his third. This month, inside the pristine Team Penske garage at Indy, one of those five bounds past his gleaming red and white race car, confident that it will carry him to an unprecedented Indy trifecta. Two straight victories in what remains the world's most watched single-day spectator sporting event has put Elio Castroneves in the American spotlight. Far more so, he says, than even in his native Brazil.
Here, it's totally different. The fans seem to enjoy, and they don't know how to spell my name, but they know how to say an Indianapolis champion, so I enjoy it every moment.
The exuberant Brazilian's personality was evident to American fans from his first victory, when he stopped his car just after crossing the finish line first to climb the fencing separating the track from the grandstands and wave to the cheering crowd. Castroneves quickly went from relative obscurity to being voted one of People magazine's 50 sexiest celebrities.
Yeah, for sure. I'm dating a bunch of better good-looking chicks. No, I'm just kidding. No, for sure, I'm still pretty much the same guy.
The track's owners hope Castroneves is still the same daring driver who dueled to the finish of the past two Indy 500s. Speedway Management is marketing his pursuit of history, hoping to reverse declining attendance and television ratings. Those numbers began dropping in the mid-1990s, after a feud between the Indy Speedway ownership and some race car teams left the best-known drivers boycotting the famed 500. At the same time, interest in NASCAR stock car racing soared, becoming the U.S. most popular form of racing. Now most of the biggest names in Indy racing are back, but some are there only to say goodbye. Indy has proved supremely frustrating for one of the most famous families in racing, the Andretti's. Mario Andretti won the 1969 Indy 500 in a year-old backup car. Ever since, both he and son Michael have repeatedly fallen just short of victory. Now 40, Michael Andretti has bought his own race car and team and plans to retire from driving.
I feel my future in racing is the ownership, and so that's where I'm going to really want to put 100% of my effort. And so I went to have one last shot at Indianapolis, so that's why I'm doing it the way I'm doing it. And, you know, I've never won the race. Had I won it, I probably wouldn't be doing it. But I want to give myself one good last shot, and this may actually be the best shot I've had in a long time.
It was almost a last chance for his legendary father as well. Michael offered 63-year-old Mario the chance to qualify a car intended for an injured teammate. But the unthinkable happened. Mario crashed, nearly launching his car into the grandstands before it came to rest on the track. The elder Andretti emerged with only a cut on his chin, a sign from God, Mario says, that he should stay retired. But Andretti adds that the experience gave him one last treasured memory from Indy, that the final car owner he ever drove for was his son.
That was a very special moment for me, something that was not designed, but it came about, so it was one of life's great opportunities. Right now, Michael's focus is to try to win this race. It's his last chance.
Finally winning at Indy would crown Michael Andretti's career, but first he must pass a driver starting from pole position, Elio Castroneves, who has his own potential date with racing history. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.